To prevent an epidemic of COVID-19, the Department of Corrections says most inmates are on modified lockdown, confined to pods of up to 85 people. Virginia's Secretary of Public Safety, Brian Moran, explains.
The lockdown means you keep units separated and diminish the opportunity to spread the virus.
He did not mention the suffering that caused. At the Buckingham Correctional Center, where Tim Wright was confined, some inmates no longer went to work. Educational programs, library visits, group therapy, and religious services were canceled. Wright told his wife, Danielle, that fights were common, recreation and communication limited.
They were getting on each other's nerves. There were a number of fights that did break out. They were lucky to average going outside perhaps once every 3 days for 1 hour. Also, people were getting drunk.
And even with men confined to their pods for most of the day, COVID spread through the prison, so administrators locked inmates in their cells for 2 weeks.
Roughly 100 inmates tested positive, and it was then that they locked the whole compound down. There was no communication with the administration. For several days, the inmates didn't get access to the phones or showers.
We had hoped to talk with her husband, but he complained publicly about medical care at Buckingham. And despite a pledge not to move people around during a pandemic, the state transferred Wright to another prison and placed him in quarantine for 2 weeks. At the Greensville Correctional Center, other inmates are in solitary, awaiting transfers delayed by the virus. This woman told us her relative leaves his cell for just 1 hour a day to shower and exercise, has few privileges, and lives in filthy conditions.
The phone calls are minimal to none. The bathrooms are disgusting. They don't clean them.
Late last month, she says, two men at Greensville broke out of their cells and staged a protest.
They proceeded to cover the cameras with toothpaste so the guards couldn't see what was going on in the unit, and they used jumpers and styrofoam trays to start several fires.
As smoke spread through the facility, she was told the prisoners held correctional officers at bay and demanded a transfer.
They've been in that unit for months waiting for a transfer because of the restrictive movement due to COVID.
The assistant warden reportedly agreed.
And he told them that they can go. We have two vans waiting for you.
The Department of Corrections would not confirm that account or say whether inmates were, in fact, transferred from Greensville. Inmates were moved from Dilwyn and River North after planning hunger strikes over lockdowns. And at Sussex One, inmate Sydney Martin says some men have been setting fires in protest. That's a frightening prospect since cell doors don't work properly, prompting the prison to close them with padlocks. Other prisoners choose to flood the place.
They pop sprinklers and they drip down into our pod and leak into the electrical panels and everything. And I mean, it's got so crazy where they can't turn the light on and off because I guess the water's damaged stuff.
He claims to spend 23 hours a day in his cell and says that takes a toll on mental health.
Being in a cell all day, it's like caging an animal and you lose like that sense of reality.
So Martin and 23 other inmates have filed a petition with the U.S. District Court in Norfolk asking for help, and a federal judge is currently reviewing that request. Meanwhile, the state concludes its modified lockdown has, quote, drastically reduced the spread of the novel coronavirus. The Department of Corrections says there are only 17 active cases today. But nearly 1,600 prisoners and guards tested positive for COVID over the past 3 months, and 11 inmates have died. I'm Sandy Houseman.